Experts gathered this week in Sun City, South Africa, to discuss wildfires. But a new report also focused on a growing phenomenon called megafires. The report describes megafires as extraordinary conflagrations, unprecedented in the modern era for their deep and long-lasting social, economic, and environmental impact. They're ignited with the help of climate change, and may contribute to it as well. Peter von Lierup is a forestry management officer for the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO.
As a consequence of climate change, climates are getting drier in many parts of the world, and by becoming drier, the risk of a fire increases. And most of the megafires which we looked at, drought was a contributing factor.
The FAO commissioned the megafire study. The research was led by Jerry Williams, former National Director of Fire and Aviation Management of the U.S. Forest Service. He's credited with the concept of megafires. It's believed the megafire era began in 1987 with China's Great Black Dragon Fire. The flames killed more than 200 people and blackened 1.2 million hectares. Scientists still find it difficult to calculate the loss in biodiversity or the amount of greenhouse gas emissions released. Von Lierup, who took part in the study, says the emissions are believed to contribute to climate change.
The other side of the story is how fires, or megafires in general, contribute to climate change through carbon emissions. This seems, for all of us, as a very logical relation, but we don't have hard statistical data.
The study says firefighters often have little chance of controlling megafires until they get a favorable change in the weather, or the fire begins to run out of fuel. Megafires are not always a single wildfire. They can be a complex of fires interacting over a wide area. While the fires are often perceived as an accident of nature, Von Lierup says that's often not the case.
Megafires, like most other wildfires, are in most cases caused by man. On purpose, out of neglect, there are many reasons for this.
Other factors include poor forest management and a lack of awareness among the population of the causes of wildfires. The FAO study examined megafires from 1997 to 2010 in 8 countries: Indonesia, Brazil, the United States, Greece, Botswana, Australia, Russia, and Israel. The Indonesian megafire in 1997 was an act of arson and burned nearly 10 million hectares. A hectare equals 10,000 square meters. It's estimated the fire also pumped 700 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere. Von Lierup says urgent action is required because megafires are becoming more common.
If we know that drought is one of the main contributing factors to the megafires, and we know that we're getting to a time of climate change where in many parts of the world the climate will become drier, we can expect a lot more megafires than we have until now, yeah. Unless, of course, we look at ways how we can better deal with vegetation or forest and or landscape in general by maintaining them in a different way and treating them in a different way.
For example, the building of communities, road systems, and recreation areas as part of logging and mining operations lead to efforts to prevent or suppress fires. However, these developments may be located in areas where fires have played a major ecological role over the centuries. Flammable natural materials build up, setting the stage for megafires. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.